At the end of Masechet Kelim, the Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings there, a certain kli. It says, Ha'aparkes shel zchuchit. What's aparkes shel zchuchit? It's a funnel, basically, made out of glass, that's on top of a rechaim, on top of a grinder, that as the grinder moves around, you put the wheat into this afarkes, and as the grinder goes around, it shakes the kli a little bit, and the kli allows the grain of wheat to go in between the two rechaim, the two stones of the grinder, and it goes in between the grinder and it grinds the wheat. That's how it works. And then the Gemara says it's tahara. It doesn't mekabel tuba. Why doesn't it mekabel tuba? Because it doesn't have a kli kibul. Kli cheres, kli zchuchit, if it doesn't have a kli kibul, doesn't have. It's not a vessel that has something to contain, right? Because here it has a hole at the end, so it just lets it go through. It's just a funnel. So therefore, it's tahara. It's tahor. It doesn't mekabel tuba. It doesn't get tuma. The Mishnah finishes off and says, Amar Rabbi Yosi. Ashrecha kelim, happy are you kelim, mesechet kelim, right? It's a very fun way to finish the Mishnah, right? It's on the Galata. Shenichnaste betuma, you came in with tuma, because the beginning of mesechet kelim is what? Is tumas meis, right? Avot hatumot, hasheret v'shichvat zera, right? So it's speaking about avos hatumas, utmei meis, right? And it goes to all the different levels of tuma, right? And then afterwards goes to, at the end of the first prayer, it goes to the levels of Kedusha, till Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now it says, Ashrecha Masechet Kelim, Kelim Shenichnasta B'tuma, you entered with tuma, all the impurities, and you're leaving with Tara. V'yatzata B'tara, which is this Afar Keset. That's it. So now that's...
What's the last part?
V'yatzata betara. You went out with purity. So you started with tuma, and you ended with this apar keset, which is tara. Now, this is a very strange Mishnah. Now, it's very interesting that the Rishonim here bring this Gemara in Chagiga. The Rahaigon bring this Gemara in Chagiga to explain to us what this apar keset is. So now, if we understand this apar keset, there must be something about this Afar Keset which explains to us how we get from Tuma to Tahara. Kelim, right, the Tiferes Yisrael says, is the Kli, the vessel. Who's the vessel for the Neshama? The Guf. So the Kelim represents the Guf. All Tuma comes from Tumas HaGuf. Avi Avot HaTuma is Tumas Meis. All Tuma is basically the separation from that which is Ruchani from that which is Tahor, or the ability for Ruchnius being taken away from it, right? Whatever, we're not going to go into, there's a Ramban in Chumash, I'm not going to go into that now. But that's what, so now somehow, this Afar Keset must be some concept that produces Tara. You agree? So it has, someone must produce Tara Saguf. So if we learn about this Agarata with the Afar Keset, it must teach us something about a Yesod, a foundation of how we understand Tahara Saguf. So let's learn it.
So what's Afar Keset mean?
I explained to you, it's this funnel. That's what it is. We'll see what it is. We're going to learn it now. It's this funnel. So it says like, the Gemara goes, it's Gemara in Chagiga. So it says, it's speaking about Torah. It writes Derish Apostle, right? Divrei, right? It's Daf Gimel Amud Beis, right? It says here, it's very interesting Gemara. There's a lot of drushas here, right? It's Rabbi Ezer ben Azaria, right? So this is one of his, a few drushas he has here. So one of these drushas is speaking about this Pasuk. Afhu Patach, the beginning of the Amud, the beginning of Gimel Amud Beis. You have it? Yeah, take this one. The beginning of Gimel Amud Beis says here. Yeah? You have a Gemara?
No.
It says. It says. Afhu Patach v'darash divrei chachamim k'darbanot k'masmerot netuyim. Right? So it says, the words of Chachamim are like forms of like a darbanot is a darben, is something a little like a stick which has a little like point at the end, little nail at the end that you like hit the animal to the cow to put it in its right way. Kamasmarot, masmer, you know what it is a nail. Nituyim, they're natui, they're, how you say natui, they are they're natuim. Bale asufot nitnu moro echad, right? It's a pasuk in Keheles. They are, how you say natuim, they are like a tree is natui, is planted, right? Bale asufot, those who gather in things, nitnu moro echad, are all given from one roe. So now I'm not going to go to the whole agada, tell we don't have time. I'm going to skip. Asufot. What do you mean, Bale Asufot? Elu Talmidei Chachamim. These are, it's the middle of the Gemara. These are Talmidei Chachamim. Sheyoshvim Asufot Asufot. They sit, gathered, Ve'oskim Betera. And Oskim Betera. So he says, Sheyoshvim Asufot Asufot Ve'oskim Betera. And they're learning Torah. The Talmidei Chachamim are learning gatherers, gathered groups and groups, and they're learning Torah. Halalu Metamim. This group says this is Tame. It's impure. Halalu Matar. This group says it's pure. Halalu Oslim. This group says it's Asa. Halalu Matirim. This group says it's Mutter. Halalu Poslim. This group says it's Posel. Halalu Machshirim. This group says it's Kosher. Shemi Yome Adam. Perhaps a person will say, Hey Chani Lamad Torah. How can I learn Torah? Me'ata. From now. What do you mean? How can you learn Torah? This one says Asa. This one says Musa. I go to this group. Says Mutter. This group says it's Asa. Well, how can I learn Torah? Right? Everything's a machlokas, you know, it's a funny a joke, you know, you go out to a rabbi and say, what's the halacha of this? Machlokas Rishonim, right? Kibarin could be a rabbi, right? Just say machlokas Rishonim, you machlokas a poskim, right? What's the halacha? Machlokas a poskim, you'll be right. Most things, right? Okay. There is just not a rabbi saying machlokas a poskim, not a rabbi, the rabbi can tell you which poskim. If you can't tell you which poskim, then be careful, but just saying it. No. Seriously though. Me'ata. Talmud Loma, how can I learn Torah now? This one says this one says that. It's confusing, right? Life's confusing enough. I have to have more confusion, right? I thought Torah would clear things up. It's confusing. Talmud Loma, Kulam Nitnu Meroe Echad. They all have one Roe, one Shoresh. Even though you see Machlokas, they really have one root. They all came from Roe Echad. El Echad Nitnan. To one they were given, Panis Echad Amran, Panis Echad Ayim, Moshe Rabbeinu Tzol said them, Mipi Adon Kol HaMaasim, right? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the master of all the actions, Baruch Hu, we have to understand what all this is telling. It's going in stages. Roe Echad, right? Panis Echad, Mipi Adon Echad, Kol HaMaasim, Baruch Hu, Dichtiv, right? Vaydaber Elokim et Kol HaDvarim. And God spoke all these words. I mean, there's one shorish to all these machlokas. They really have one shorish. You might think, how can you learn Torah? This one says this one says this one says that. They have all one shorish. All these things. Af ata aseh ozanecha. Now this is the interesting bit. Even you make your ozen, your ear. You hear your ear, ozanecha, your ear. Ka'afar keset. This is the kli we're talking about. Finishes Masechet Kelim. Remember, we said the kli that finishes Masechet Kelim says just as Masechet Kelim starts with impurity and ends with purity, which is this kli, which is pure, this, which is a funnel. So too, right? Ashrecha Masechet Kelim. Happy Masechet Kelim. You started with impurity and end with purity. And Kelim refers to the guf. So this afar keset must be the way we metaher our guf. How we metar our goof, how we
we're
make
our kli tahor.
Yeah, the kli is tahor.
The wheat that's going through it.
No, the kli is tahor.
After the wheat goes through it.
No, the kli itself. A kli
just it itself is doing.
Yeah, there's a concept that kli doesn't mekabel tumah, doesn't receive tumah. Okay. It's completely pure, right? So, because it doesn't have a okay, we're not going to go into the din kli explain already. Afar keset, right? Asa ozanecha afar keset. What's this afar keset? We said it's a funnel that you put in wheat. And the wheat goes through it, and it goes into a rechaim, into a, how you say, a grinder. And the wheat, it's ground by these two grinders. So it says, make your ears like this afar keset. V'kane lecha lev mevin. And buy for yourself a heart that understands lishmoa idivre mitam'im, those who make things impure, v'divre mitarim, and those things which make things pure, v'divre ha'osrim, those who make things osa, those who make things muta, v'divre ha'posim, those who make things those who make things possible, those who make things kosher. Right? So what does that mean? What's it talking about? So now, if you make your ear into a funnel, and you have a heart to understand, everything will be dandy, everything will be great. That's it, that's it. That's how you learn Torah? That's called a piece of Torah? No. Torah has to be understood. What's this to do with anything? You put a funnel in your ear, right? You hear the Divrei HaMatirim, Divrei HaOsrim, and you have a heart to understand, right? We should get a few funnels in this yeshiva, and then we won't have any problems, right? Just, you know, we'll do Kiruv. We'll go to campuses, we'll buy a few of these funnels, give them out, and everyone will be fine. Everyone will understand, have a heart to be Mavin, right? So we have to understand there's something more happening here which we don't understand. That's always the case with the Galatas. So now we understand what this Afar Keset means. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi's always a good one to look at. Ase ozanechan, why your ozen? Make your ozen like Afar Keset. Macha shekulan. Since everyone who says Tameh v'taho, liban neshamayim, all that they're saying, their hearts are the shamayim, i.e. the shorish of what they're saying is shamayim, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Liban neshamayim. That means all what they're saying is true. The one who says Tameh is true. The one who says Taho is true. How can that be? Yeah, it can be. We'll see. Ase ozanecha, make your ozen, shomat, listen. Right? Just generally, your ozen is built that way. It's built like a funnel. It's big on the outside and small on the inside, right? Veda divrei kulam. And know the words of all of them. V'kishetida. And when you understand, lahavchin, to, like, lahavchin is to, like, to...
Discern.
Yeah, that's the word. Eze yuchsha, which is better, which is more proper for you, because, right? Kava halacha kamoso. Make the halacha like him. Afar keset, Rashi says. Tirmui. Okay, that's what I explained. It's a funnel. Sha'al harechaim. That's on these grinders that you put the wheat in. It helps the wheat to go down and it grinds the wheat. That's it. That's all Rashi tells us. Okay, now everything's fine. So now, I looked up a Ben Ish Chai here. The Ben Ish Chai says a very interesting thing. The Ben Ish Chai says, what does Afar Keset mean? It says, Eifa Keset. Eifa is...
Earth?
Ashes. Keset is a covering, right? So it says, what does Eifa Keset mean? Loshin Kisui, covering. Eifa says, Anochi Afa Ve'Eifa. Who said that? Avram Avinu. It's the modesty of Avram Avinu. It says, in learning Torah, there's two things. There's modesty, which is Anochi Afa Ve'Eifa. And what is there? And there's sneers. Sneers is the covering of sin. L'tznuyim chochma. To those people who are tznuyim, to those people who hide their wisdom, there's chochma. Those people, right? That's what he says. Both of those are concepts of Anova. Anochi Afa Ve'Eifa, right? Avram Avinu, what's the Midrash explains, Anochi Afa Ve'Eifa, I was Eifa, Kodesh Baruch Hu. He saw himself as Eifa, as ashes. He was burnt by Kivshana Esh. And he saw himself as ashes, still there. Lulei Kodesh Baruch Hu. He owed his life to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was a Kli Kibul Ad Kedei Kach, that he was Eifa in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was ashes in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He nullified himself to the front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kesed, what is it? Covering your wisdom. Covering what you know. Not showing all that you know. Right? L'tznuyim chokhmah. To the wise, those who hide the wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chokhmah. Okay? And that gives you a lev lahavin? No, doesn't help us either, right? I mean, we still don't understand what we're talking about. So I'll introduce another thing. Chazal say an interesting thing. What's Rechaim? Rechaim, Chazal say, Rechaim represents, if you think about it, what's happening? Our ear hears, right?
What's it actually? That's the grinder?
Yeah, our ear hears, and what does it hear? Hears words of Torah. Torah is always called chita in Lashon Chazal. Torah is always called wheat. Wheat or wine. Wine is usually sod. Torah is always called wheat. So the wheat goes into our ears. The Torah goes into our ears. Now where's the Rechaim? So it's brought down in Chazal. The Rechaim are Netzach v'Hod. There's one on top of the other. In the Maya, in the head, Netzach v'Hod, Netzach is the right, Moshe and Aaron, basically. In the head, that's Chochmah and Bina. It's our rationale and our intuition. We take that wheat and we grind it with our wisdom, with our Chochmah, with our rationale, and with our Bina, and with our intuition. And we grind the wheat and we make it into flour. We make it into fine solid. We make it into fine flour. That's called learning Torah. That we absorb the words of Chachamim, and then with our minds we grind it and we think it out. You with me? That gives us a Lev Lahavin. The Lev Lahavin is when we open our ears. Now let's say another thing. It's a very interesting thing that this is the end of Masechet Kelim, and what Masechet starts after Kelim? What Masechet starts after Kelim? Olas. Olas speaks about Tumas Meis, the impurity of a dead person. You with me? The impurity of a dead person. Tumas Meis. What's the tikkun of Tumas Meis? We learned this from Paraduma, right? Tumas Meis Paraduma. And from that din of Paraduma, what do we learn? Adam, right? We learn a pasuk. Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. A person who dies in an ohel. Right? This is a drosh of Chazal. The drosh of Chazal is someone who dies in an ohel, right? He has tumas meis, he has tumas ohel, right? Chazal adoris a pasuk. Mishemeimis atzmo. Al divrei Torah. Someone who kills himself al divrei Torah. But ohel shol Torah. Ohel represents the ohel of Torah, like with Bilam. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov, bati midroshos, bati knesiot. The ohel represents Torah. The tikkun for Tumas Hameis is the ohel haTorah. So now that we have this Afar Keset, what can we learn? We can learn Olas. We now have a petach to learning Torah. So this Afar Keset must represent a kli, the ability to learn Torah. What's the ability to learn Torah? Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh means hear. Nishma means understand, grinding of what we hear. First we have to hear the words of the Torah. First we have to accept the words of the Torah. We have to be a kli without our own opinions. Oh, I don't think that. I think different. No, accept the Torah. Listen to it. Hear it without yourself. Anochi afa va'efa. With humility. Humility means without your own input. You're hearing the words of Torah. And then understand those words. Then your input. Then understand. Then you have a Lev Lahavin. Use your Chochman Bina. Those are the Rechaim. Those are the grinders. To grind those words of Torah. To make them to fine, solid. And understand them. That will give you Lev Lahavin. This Afar Keset represents. And that's what Shmia is. The humility of Naaseh V'Nishma. It represents that ability to learn Torah, which is Naaseh V'Nishma. And it's true in everything in life. Torah, we said, the relationship a person has with Torah is the relationship of an Isha. The Gaon in Mishnah explains that. Naaseh V'Nishma is how to enter a relationship. A person has to be accepting and understand. A relationship is built on entrustment. What's entrustment? Entrustment means, for example, give a simple concept. Lend me $100. Oh, I think I could, right? Didn't work for the shoes about that, right? No. Lend me $100. So you lend me. That's an entrust. You don't know I'm going to give it back. And then I give it back to you. Then lend me $200. So now you have bitachon, you have emuna, you have trust in me on 100, then 200, and 300. That's Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma, I understand. You accept the Torah, See if it makes sense. If it makes sense, you got the nishma. The nasa means accepting it. Learning the Tosfos, learning the Gemara. Does it make sense after you hear it? There might be things you don't make sense. There might be things that would be difficult. Plug in. Did it make sense enough that it's worth plugging in more? Go again. Go again. The more nasa you do, the more nishma you're going to have. But there has to be a nishma. Torah has to be with a yediyah, with an understanding. There has to be a nishma. If Torah doesn't have to you a nishma, you're learning incorrectly the Torah. Torah has to have a nishma, has to have an understanding, has to be mevin, has to make you have a lev lahavin, a heart to understand. Because it comes from our rationale, to our bina, and that comes to our hearts, and it's a relationship. That's the rechaim, the grind, the Torah that brings us to a lev lahavin. And that's what this afar keset means. And why you need a kli? Because in order to do the naaseh v'nishma, it requires two things. Anochi afa v'eifa. I am afa v'eifa. I am nothing. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm just a kli. I'm just a afar keset to accept the Torah. I'm not putting in my own things. Oh, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. Afterwards, I can, you know, try and understand it. And the keset is that with what I know, I cover. I'm not a bal gaiva about it. I don't make myself big about it. Oh, I know more than the Torah. I'm a kli lekabel. And when I can become a kli lekabel, then I can use my mind in a proper way to understand the Torah. And that's how it has to be done. That's what naaseh v'nishma is. And it's true with every relationship in life. Every relationship in life has to have a kabbalah, an accepting of the other person, and an understanding, a deep understanding. Because we're all different. And the Torah is certainly different from us. It's not, actually. It's exactly what our neshama needs. It's exactly in tune with us. We just have to, it's not in tune with our goof. We have to let our neshama be open to it and remove the negiyas, the impurities of our guf, which is the source of all tuma, to bring in the tar of our neshama to understanding the Torah. And that's what it means. Afterwards we can go and learn olas. Adam ki yomus atzma ba'ol, person who kills himself in the ol of Torah, says anyone who's meimis atzma or divrei Torah, anyone who gives himself over to divrei Torah, then Torah is mechayeh him. Torah gives him life. Ki hu chayecha v'orach yamecha. It's the life and the length of your days. So that's what this is meramis to us, this mishnah in the end of Kelim. And this is the afar keset. This is the kli that we need to use that is metayer aguf. Without it, we're still in the middle of Masechet Kelim. We still haven't even started Oros. We're still but together different types of tumah v'tahara. Now, why is this afar keset? It's a Mishnah says it's a kli tzchuchis. So it's very interesting. The Mishnah says beforehand when it mentions kli tzchuchis. So the Rambam says about aspakloria tahor. What's aspakloria? The Rambam says some sort of glasses that are made with tzchuchit that you can see clearly. And the Rambam brings just like the aspakloria meira of Moshe Rabbeinu, like the clear vision of Moshe Rabbeinu apart from the other nevi'im. So we see that kli tzchuchit represents the clearness, the nullification of self, that his kli, his vessel, is completely pure, is completely clear like a kli tzchuchis. So it's completely clear like a kli tzchuchis. He has aspakloria meira. He has, and that comes through the nas of nishma. That comes through the safar keset, afa ve'efa, and keset means tznuim chokhma. The Ben Ish Chai goes in and explains that this concept is there's two types of chokhma. Afa ve'efa, the humility of afa ve'efa is connected to teres hanigla, the terror of pshat. The tznuim chokhma, person who covers what he knows in teres hanista, that's the tznuim chokhma. That's the person who covers what he knows in teres haremis, teres hasod, that's represented in the tznuim chokhma. Both of them is needed in order to be a kli kibul. And the shaman needs both aspects of learning. And that's the chitim and the yayin. Yayin, we're speaking about the chitim here, but the yayin also has the same afar keset.
So how can you teach us this?
This isn't Sodas HaTorah.
I thought you said Remes.
Remes anyone can learn. This is not Sodas HaTorah, I'm not teaching you Kabbalah here. This is just learning. This is simple pshat. This is pshat in the Gartha. This is pshat in the Gartha. Really, I'm telling you the truth.
I believe you.
This is
I thought you said it was
Ramos. It's a Jewish. We're trying to look. All the Sfarim that are open, like B'nai Shechai and stuff like that, that's simple pshat in the Gartha. Real sod is not something, this is the Mishnah and Chagiga. Real sod is not something you can say over in words. Real sod is something you say over to a person and he's mavin mi atzmo. That means he doesn't hear it from your words, he hears it what your words aren't saying. That's real sod. No one nowadays, maybe there are a few people, I don't know. Chazon Ish says the last person told us Teres HaSod was the Leshem, and the Leshem held of the Ben Ish Chai. But the Ben Ish Chai in his Sfarim on the Garata wasn't. This wasn't Megaleas, Derech HaPadis. It wasn't Derech HaSodah, Sodah Satera. He has his own tubers and his own thing for Sodah Satera, and even that, you know, you have to be a Bar Hochi to understand fully. You can read these things, but to understand fully, not many people understand fully. We understand like Ramazim or hints about, but each person, the fee, his, the purity of his heart, and the Amal, and the Amal that he has over Torah, will get to a level of understanding. Also Pshat, and also Remez, Drush, Sod, whatever. Okay?
What is the idea behind covering up the wisdom? Meaning, if someone who reveals it or uncovers that, related to a lack of humility? Is that the idea?
Yeah, not all wisdom is fitting for everyone. Some people you say, some people you don't say. And not only that, not everything you say. You say a little, and you cover more than you know. You say a little bit. You're allowed to say a little bit. What needs to be said in order to understand it, or for the... So nowadays, most of us aren't learning Sodah Satera. Anything which is written in a book that we have isn't Sodah Satera. Chazon Ish said we finished with Sodah Satera after the Leshem, or the Ben Ish Chai. He did meet some of the Sfarim Gdolim, like the Eshel, and okay.
So what is the effect? So what is the effect of someone who doesn't filter out what they know on self? What does it do to self?
What does it do to self? It's gaiva. It's gaiva. Then the Torah is borachat. From a Torah relieves a person who's about gaiva. Person has to be an honor in order for Torah to come to him. Torah is not something. It's not mathematics. It's not physics. Torah is Hashem. The better midas you have, the more terror you have. The less you're good in midas, the less terror you have. Terror has to be something which comes with anava, with humility. It's not you're not learning a mikta, you're learning how to become a lawyer.
So it's related to humility.
Of course, it's related to your midas. When a person becomes a vessel, that's the kalim. Kalim, you have to be a farkeset in order to get terror, in order to have a lev lahavin. If you don't have a farkeset, it's going to be metame all the terror you hear. Your goof is going to bring up pshatim which aren't correct. The Torah has to be a kli kibble. Has to be a proper kli kibble. You have to be a proper, you have to be an anav in order to be really a nasev nishma. That takes avoda. That's why in yeshiva you don't learn only, how to learn a daf gemara. If yeshiva is about learning a daf gemara, we're wasting our time. Yeshiva is about making you into a mensch. The daf gemara has to make you into a mensch. The Daf Gemara doesn't make you to mensch, or the mensch comes before the Daf Gemara, whichever it is, but it has to come together. If it doesn't come together, we're missing out on yeshiva. That's not what yeshiva is for. Yeshiva is not who knows best how to learn a Tosfos. Who knows best the Tosfos in his heart? Who the Tosfos affected the most? Who it changed the most? Who behaves better after you learn the Tosfos? That's how Torah should affect you, and Torah does affect you that way. If a person learns Torah properly, Torah affects him in that way. He becomes more ananav. He's more solech. He more forgives his friend. He more learns to be controlling of his midas. That's how Torah has to be. Torah doesn't do that. It's missing out on some learning Torah. We all, it's a tefiah in all of us. We're all not mushlam. We're all not perfect. We're getting there. Second year, you're perfect. No. Well, second year, Mochashow, you're a perfect human being. The rest of life is easy. Piece of cake. Right? No. Did you hear that from me? It's a beginning, but it's a good beginning. 3 years would be an even better beginning, but you know, that's off record. But that's off record. Not for everyone. But Bezer Hashem, the more Torah we have, it says, Ma'a be Yeshiva, Ma'a be Chochma, Ma'a be Torah, Ma'a be Chaim. The more Chaim. Who doesn't want Chaim? Who doesn't want wisdom? Eve, we send people out from yeshiva because they have to go and work. But everyone should want to be in yeshiva. Anyone who leaves the yeshiva and wants to leave is missing out on Torah. You should be staying. You haven't taught him. Everyone should leave the yeshiva with a, oh, I have to leave, but I want to be there more. Then we've succeeded with them. Because then, they continue to be marbechayim in their life. They look for those moments where they can learn a piece of Torah, learn a piece of ruchnius. That's what we want. We don't want people to stay here for the rest of their lives. We want them to want to stay. There's a big difference in that. You hear the difference? Okay, we'll stop here.
And then the grain is a potential. You can make whatever.
We're going to do that. So the funnel, Zach explained, the funnel is that you take all these different opinions and if you think about it, you grind them out, they come into one. And the grain is the ability to take our chokhmah, which is the potential, and grind it and bring it into wheat and into bread and to bring out that potential. We all have potential. We all have wheat that needs to nidchan, that needs to grind it. We will have wisdom that needs to hear. We have to realize it comes from one end. Whatever we hear in life. And then we have to make it into our bread. That bread is the bread, is the Eitz HaDa'as that we should be eating on Shabbos. That's what Adam Rishon should do. And that's the tikkun of Chet Adam Rishon. Torah is the tikkun of Chet Adam Rishon. The grinding of that bread. We'll go into more. The Asara Tikkunei, the 10 ways of change of the Malachos of Shabbos, the Sidur the Pat, the order of bread, is fixing the Chet of Adam Rishon. The toiling in that, right, brings the bread to its completion, because according to one opinion, Chita, Shachar Adam Rishon was Chet Eitz HaDa'as, which was Gluska Yafe, which was a nice loaf, didn't have Chita. It became a Chita after the Chet of Adam Rishon, was a Yored, become a Chita. And therefore, needs a Tikkun, and he should have eaten it on Shabbos. Lechem Mishnah, right? We wouldn't have Lechem Mishnah. Lechem enough would enough, right? And that you should have eaten on Shabbos. We work, we toil during the weekday, which is this world, in order that we can eat that bread, which is the Eitz HaDa'as on Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, which is Olam Haba. That's the fixing of the Chet of Adam Rishon. This Afar Kaset explains how we toil with this bread, this toil with the Torah, how we work with it, how we grind it, we make into a loaf of bread, we make into the Eitz HaDa'as, which is the Lev Lahavin.